If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Imagine a sharp, stabbing pain on your skin. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. One in three African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, the most emotional man I've ever met. Dear Stephen Shirley, my sister set me up with her new doctor that just moved to our city. He's 38 and divorced with a 14-year-old son. His son lives with him full time, so we have included his son in a lot of our dates. It's hard to get to know a man when his attention is split between me and a teenager, so I suggested that his son spend time with my sister's son, who is 11 years old. The doctor didn't like that, and he assumed that I didn't want his son around. He called me and said his feelings were very hurt, and he asked why I don't like his son. I didn't know how to answer that because I do like his son. He went on and on about this for about 3 days, and at one point he cried when he was telling me how proud he is to be a single dad. So now his son goes everywhere with us, and whenever the doctor doesn't get his way, he starts crying or he sits and pouts like a 2-year-old. I asked if he was submissive with his ex-wife, and he said he was not submissive, but he let his wife lead because she was more worldly. He gets emotional when he talks about his ex-wife because he feels terrible for getting full custody of his son. I told him that his ex-wife must be unfit to be a mom. He didn't address it that day, but the next day he told me I should never talk about his ex-wife like that, and he teared up as he reminisced about the day his son was born. I told him I need space and time to sort out everything, and I haven't spoken to him all week. I wonder if he's crying over me like he cried over his ex-wife. Is it weird for this grown man to be so emotional? Does he want his ex-wife back so they can be a family? What's going on? Well, some craziness is what's going on. Yeah, this is weird. I mean, I don't know anyone who cries this much, and not even babies. And what's he crying about? What's he crying for? Because you wanted alone time with him? That's perfectly normal if you're in a relationship and trying to get to know someone. You did suggest that he spend time with your nephew. It doesn't mean that you don't like his son. I don't even know where he got that from. No one said that. But why are you still dating this guy if, you know, if these things are bothering you? And we all know why. You're dating him because he's a doctor. All right. So because he's a doctor, you put up with these emotional outbursts. You have to get to the bottom of this. You got to address this with him so you guys can figure this whole thing out. I mean, maybe he does want to be with his ex-wife, but you won't know unless you talk about it and find out why all this crying is taking place. Crying like this and pouting is not what fully grown, mature men do. This has got to stop, and you got to find out why. Steve?
Well, I know the answer to this whole letter because I think she's leaving a part out that she doesn't understand. And this is what's causing her the most problem. The title of this letter is "The Most Emotional Man I've Ever Met." Let me tell you something I've learned. A man can be one of two things. He can be an emotional man. That's not a problem. Or he can be a sensitive man. That's not really a problem. Now, any excess of either one of those is a problem. If you're excessively emotional, that's a problem. If you're excessively sensitive, that's a problem. But when you are a man and you are both, you are emotional and sensitive, Houston, we have a problem. And this is Houston May Day. This is John Glenn on the moon. This is the dude on the spacewalk and the line broke. Mm-hmm. Houston, we have a problem. Because this man, you think it's emotion, but he's sensitive too. And that's an ugly combination in a man. It's an ugly combination if you're a woman. In excess. It's okay that women are emotional and sensitive. Because women's senses are heightened. Well, more advanced than most men I know. They just are. Women are just more sensitive and emotional to things. But they keep it in check, and that's what makes women beautiful. Well, when those two qualities are on a man, this ain't beautiful no more. It's beautiful to date an emotional and a sensitive woman. It's a beautiful thing. It's not a beautiful thing to date an emotional and sensitive man. And that's the problem with this whole letter. I normally don't address the letters this way, but I decided to take that approach. So as I go through the letter, I can show you the problem. He's 38. He's divorced. Got a 14-year-old son. His sons live with him, 14. So you include him a lot of your dates. And then you say it's hard to get to know a man when you got a split time between him and a teenager. So you suggested that the son sometimes hang out with your sister's 11-year-old boy. Now, that sounds like that wouldn't be a problem. But oh, no. Mr. Sensitive called you and said his feelings was hurt. And he asked why I don't like his son. Well, hold up, dog. Where you going? This don't mean I don't like your son. So now, I didn't know how to answer that. Well, you should have answered it by saying, no, I love your son. It's just that I'm also trying to get to know his father. And I'd like to spend some quality time with his dad if we're going to try to build something together. That's all the answer should have been. But I don't know if that would have fixed Mr. Emotional Sensitivity, because he done got his feelings hurt. Because then he went on about this for 3 damn days. Well, hold up, partner. What man drags on a potential argument for 3 days? Who do that?
Hang on, Steve. Hang on.
Damn.
We'll have part 2 of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, the most emotional man I've ever met. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us. To crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker? It's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit BARTESIAN.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
During the summertime when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends and family or on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, whether you're at home or on the go, so you can stay connected to your loved ones and to your favorite things. Whether you're sharing pics from the best rooftops, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show episode after episode after episode. So connect at home or on the move with AT&T 5G and home internet and create memories and more all summer long. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, the most emotional man I've ever met.
All right, I'm going to do this quickly. I told you all I don't like to answer these letters like this, but I've decided to do this for the first time. Here's a problem in this letter. It's not that he's emotional. He's emotional and sensitive. It's okay if you have an emotional man, or it's okay if you have a sensitive man. But any excess of an emotional man or any excess of a sensitive man and you have a problem. Any excess in that in a woman would be a problem too. But on a man, it really don't look good. So this guy is, he's not only emotional, he's sensitive too. And that is what the problem we have. So let's go through the letter right quick. You're dating this man who's a doctor. He has a 14-year-old son. He's a single dad. And you're trying to get to know him. And everywhere time y'all go somewhere, he's 38 and divorced. He includes his son on a lot of our dates. And then it's hard to get to know the man when his attention is split between you and a teenager. So one day, she suggested that the son spend some time with her sister's son, who's 11 years old. The doctor didn't like that, and he assumed that I didn't want his son around. He called me and said, my feelings was hurt. And how come you don't like my son? I didn't know how to answer that. Well, your answer should have been no. I absolutely adore your son. It's just that I'm also getting to know his father, and I need some alone time with his dad so I can figure out how this is going to work as a family. That would have been the perfect answer. But because you say you do like your son. Well, he went on and on about this for 3 days. And at one point, he was crying when he was telling me how proud he was. But who? You don't like my son. I told you, my son and me, he stayed with me, man. He ain't got nowhere to go because I'm a single dad.
He sounds like that.
He stay with me. And why you don't want him to come with us? He can't drive. I can't just leave him home. He 14. He can't stay home by himself. What 14-year-old can't stay home by their damn self?
Because
I raised him and I know good. Hell, well, if I leave him at that house by himself, he going to fall apart. Just like his daddy. Because I didn't raise my son to be by himself because I don't like being by myself. myself, because when it get dark outside, I start
when it get dark outside.
All this here, you don't want him to come over here. What day is this? This is day two. I got one more day of this here, because I used to do this for 3 days. You should have left his punk ass right then. Right then and there. Should have left his little soft, tender ass right there. So anyway, so now his son goes everywhere with us, and whenever the doctor don't get his way, he starts crying or sitting and pout like a 2-year-old. So now you tell him something he don't want to hear, he starts pouting and crying. So then you asked him a very adult female question. Were you submissive to your wife? He said, no, I was not submissive, but I let my wife lead because she more worldly. What? Well, hold on, dog. You let your wife lead. I don't understand that one, dog. No, ain't nobody leading me nowhere. Nobody. Now, you can call it sexist if you want to, but I'm not following. Now, I'll take your advice. My wife done made a lot of sense on a lot of stuff. I've listened to her advice, but you ain't finna lead me, though. And he let her lead because she more worldly. What's your punk ass do? So anyway, he gets emotional when he talk about his ex-wife because he feel terrible for getting full custody of his son. I told him his ex-wife must have been unfit to be a mom. And I'm telling you right now, when they give the father full custody of a child, something wrong. Because they no court in the world do that. They do not take the child from the mother. Because every man knows this. Every child needs a mother. Every man know that. That mama, she critical. Dads are critical too. But that mama, whew, that's a real hoe. So he said she must be unfit. You don't talk about her like that. You don't talk about my wife. My wife wasn't no unfit, but I asked her to marry me. Why would I ask somebody unfit to marry me? And you gonna talk about her like that. You shut up talking about my ex-wife. She was beautiful. They just took the baby from her because she ain't want me or him. That's all it was.
Why are you crying every day?
So when you told her that the ex-wife must be unfit to be a mom, he ain't address it that day. But the next day, Don't you ever talk about my ex-wife like that. And he teared up as he reminisced about the day my son was born. I remember the day I was standing there at the foot of that gurney. And she had her legs up, and his head popped out. And, standing there, then his shoulders came through. And I said, "Oh God, he here!
Oh God,
I got to be a real man, and I got, oh God, he here! Now I got to pay for all these bills and stuff, and come with him. I don't think I'm man enough to be." So you told him, you said, I need some space. So you ain't talked to him all week and you wonder if he crying over me like he crying over his ex-wife. No, he done called his ex-wife. Guess what? Guess what? She ain't called me this week.
He's crying.
She ain't called me this week. Is it weird for this grown man to be so emotional? Does he want his ex-wife back so they can be a family? What's going on? No, his ex-wife don't want him. Mm-mm. If her ex-wife was more worldly than him, the reason she left him because she found out he was spineless. He's emotional and sensitive. And you have an emotional and sensitive man. If I were you, I would cut my losses right now and get on way because you're not finna fix him. He need therapy and he need a daddy.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Leave your comments on Dave's
ass whip.
Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast. It is free on the iHeartRadio app, where free never sounded so good. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cash back rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay, and you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those, too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again!
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five!
High Five!
Casino!
Casino!
Win at HighFiveCasino.com!
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino! No.